As the votes of Thomas Walsh exceed the quota, I deem him to be elected.
Thomas Walsh, congratulations to you again. Your colleague Joe Queenan congratulating you. An unbelievable performance, as we said yesterday, exceeding the quota by so much.
Yeah, thanks,
on the first count.
Absolutely delighted. Worked extremely hard over the last 5 years, delivered a lot of projects, funding, community development projects. We've invested a huge amount of money in infrastructure, town and village renewal, urban regeneration over this county, and I played my part as part of that development over my five-year term. I started working the day after I got elected in the last term, like many other local public representatives that were elected today. And I want to thank all my supporters, my huge campaign team, directors of elections, poster team. 95% of my posters are now down. You know, it's a huge organisation now involved in my campaign, and I'm extremely proud of them. This seat is a seat on behalf of the people of Sligo Dunncliff that put their confidence in me today and supported the vision I have for this county. I believe in this county. I believe we can do better on a lot of things, and I'm very passionate about it.
And you said yesterday when we talked to you, there's no substitute for hard work as far as you're concerned. That's what paid off.
Absolutely.
On this occasion.
Yeah, and I believe there was a confidence across every polling station that I almost doubled my vote in the majority of them across this electoral area over this election. I want to thank the people for putting their confidence in me to continue working on their behalf in Sligo Dunncliff in this five-seater. I want to wish all my colleagues well that's going to be elected after me. And I will work with all of them to ensure that we have a better Sligo Dunncliff, that we have an improved recreational and amenity areas, improved infrastructure, public transport and investment into our towns and our villages, which we are seeing from government over the last 2 or 3 years.
It's a huge crowd which you hear.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just some of them. There's a lot of them out in the bar. I'm sure they're watching, and they're probably watching in the Innisfree or in Moran's or in Callaghan's or in Kelly's in Ballygawley and across the constituency, and hopefully I'll be joining them in the not-too-distant future. But, yeah, look, massive campaign. Knocked, in, I think, as I said yesterday, knocked on more doors than I did in the general election in 2020. And people appreciated that engagement, and I think you've mentioned that probably once or twice today. I don't think there's any substitute for knocking on doors and engaging with people on doors. We've done a lot of that over my campaign, over 13 weeks, and I'm very proud of the vote that I've achieved today. And that's a result of hard work and my campaign team that rallied around me over the last 13 weeks.